This update just in, found out that the Malaysian Airlines just updated the gaming systems on their airplanes. It's Atari Pong. So that's good news. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit of sports.
Yesterday, the first day of free agency in the NFL, and $1 billion was spent on players. The Packers spending none of it.
Yeah, that's what I was just reading. There's a news article that said that the Packers were conspicuously lackluster.
Well, they have been in years past, and this year, supposedly, they were going to make a splash in free agency to help rebuild the defense. Apparently, Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson were not interested in some of the big-name players that were out there yesterday that signed with other teams, and they will look to pick up the scraps for less money going forward here.
So. Okay, so the strategy then, I guess, is that if one of the players that they would actually like to keep has an offer from somebody else, they have the right to match or better the offer,
No. Most of these free agents are unrestricted, which means they can sign with any other team. They did make an offer to Jamari Lattimore, one of their linebackers, so now if he gets an offer from another team, they'll be able to match. But most of these guys, JerMichael Finley, James Jones, any number of other guys, Evan Dietrich Smith, are talking with other teams and can sign with other teams if they offer more money, which they probably will.
But the Packers don't have the opportunity match?
They've got the opportunity to go out and get any free agent they want.
Okay.
And they have room under the salary cap. Ted Thompson has never really been interested in improving the team that way.
Okay.
He prefers to build through the draft. And
you know what? I'm not sure I agree with that. Ted Thompson, I think, is more disciplined than other teams.
Well, that's the argument he will make.
Supposedly, the way the Packers do this is that they think of a value. By the way, this is what your stockbroker tells you to do. How much do you think IBM stock is worth? Well, I think it's worth $50 a share. Well, then don't buy it when it's at 65.
Exactly.
So Ted Thompson looks at the free agents that are available and says, I think this guy is worth $5 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if some other team bids $7 million, God bless you. He's yours. I'm not paying the problem
with that strategy is you've got Aaron Rodgers in his prime years. You've got a chance to go to Super Bowls, and you've got a defense that needs a lot of help. You're trying to rebuild through the draft, which, of course, is cheaper. But if you miss on some of your draft picks, which Ted Thompson has done in the past few years, you're not getting better, and you're wasting Aaron Rodgers' prime years, which is making a lot of Packer fans unhappy.
Well, do the Packers need a defensive superstar? Or that they need three or four solid to above average guys?
Well, you could make the argument they need three or four, at least two. They need a safety and they need a linebacker, and they could use a defensive lineman as well. And a lot of those guys that many Packer fans and pundits thought they should make a run at in free agency signed with other teams yesterday, including the Bears. The Bears got one of the defensive linemen that many Packer fans thought that the Packers should make a run at. So that makes it worse. Not only did the Packers not get him, the Bears got him.
Mm.
Now, will all these guys that signed with other teams yesterday pan out? No. Some will be washouts.
Bigger sports question out there is, what's the deal with Rodgers' hair?
I haven't seen it lately. What did he do to his hair?
I saw a picture of him. I can't remember where it was, but he's got long, long, long hair.
Well, it's the off season. He can wear his hair any way he wants, right?
There's also a thing out that there's a picture floating around of him sucking on an unknown woman's toes.
Oh, my.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Where are you getting this?
We'll get into it.
I have not read that anywhere.
All right, I'll find the source article.
Find me a picture.
No.
No, I don't want to. No.
Well, I want to see if it's true.
Okay, I'll see what I can find. Now, the other important news is, yes, I'm going to talk about the Indianapolis 500 that's coming up at the end of May. And the reason that it's an interesting story is because Kurt Busch is going to try and be a racer that very few other drivers have tried in the last decade.
He's going to do the double dip.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's going to race, in the afternoon.
He's going to race in the Indy 500, the Indy car, and then, provided he doesn't win, he will hop a plane and fly to the Sprint Cup Coca-Cola 600 and drive that the same day.
1,100 miles in a race car. Two different, different kinds of race cars.
Completely different animals.
Think he'll be using some five-hour energy?
Oh, my gosh. I'm really impressed by this.
Who's the last guy to do it? Tony Stewart? I think Tony Stewart did it one year. I can't remember if he was the last one.
I don't know if he was the last guy to do it or not. But this is going to be quite an undertaking. Now, what I find really funny is he says, this isn't a publicity stunt. Yeah, it is.
Well, I don't think he has any chance of winning the Indy 500. He doesn't have a whole lot of experience in Indy cars.
No, that's okay. The fact that he can put it around the track at speed, that's more than I can do, you know. I'd like to take a shot at driving a NASCAR. I really would.
Well, there's a track down in Chicago.
Let's go.
Chicago,
I've told you 100 times.
I'm
let's
not
go.
Spending the money to do that.
Oh God.
I'd be like that guy in the Menards commercial. Have you seen that?
No, you're the guy. Yesterday we were saying that you have to get experiences out of life. That's one of the things that brings you joy.
I know.
So let's go drive a race car.
Menards has a new commercial with Paul Menard, who's a NASCAR driver. You know, his daddy's one of his sponsors.
No,
and guy needs new gutters for his house. He says, "Where can I go?" Paul Menard pulls up in his race car and said, "Come on, I'll show you."
I'll show you.
He gets in, and the guy is screaming because he's going so fast. You know,
not exactly an original concept for a commercial, but anyway, I find this to be fascinating. I hope he does it. I just want him to complete both races. That's all I'm looking for him. Now, there's a question, though. If he wins the 500, if he wins the Indy 500,
he's got to stick around and do media and all the interviews and everything, right?
Yeah, that's going to be
the milk and all that stuff.
That's going to be a real a good problem.
He's not
going
to win the Indy 500.
You don't know. No. Maybe so. All right, there it is. That's sports for today. And, yes, I'll find out and give more information. If I can find the source for that Aaron Rodgers picture that I'm talking about, which I think I can. It's in my show notes here somewhere. I'll show it to you. I'll put it up on the Facebook.
He's going too far to dispel that I'm not gay rumor.
Yeah.
If you suck on toes. Wow.
Something tells me this is a hoax. It's a photoshopped hoax.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There's your sports. You got questions. You got comments. Seth.Mila, WSAU.com.
Did you guys hear about this crazy thing that happened down at South by Southwest? Edward Snowden returned. He did like a video message conferencing or something like that. I didn't know that's legal. Isn't he hiding out somewhere?
Yeah, he's in Russia.
Now he's Skyping people for fun. He did a video conference. He urged technology companies to improve their encryption techniques in order to prevent hacking. But then he was like, but not right away because I'm still using Obama's Netflix password to watch House of Cards. But once I'm done with this season, definitely change that. You don't want me hacking. Of course, the Ukraine situation is still very tense. Russia is making everyone nervous. And apparently, even Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel has tried talking to Vladimir Putin at least 3 times in the last week, but he's refusing to back down. Yeah, she was like, what kind of country just invades another country? I should stop talking, shouldn't I? I was like, take care. I'll talk to you later. I'll call you later. I'll just stop talking. Major business news here. The Chiquita Banana Company has agreed to merge with the produce company in Ireland to create the world's largest supplier of bananas. Chiquita's CEO seemed very happy about the merger. Then he said, nah, that's just a banana in my pocket.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.